What is going on, everyone? My name is Colin, also known as The Decade Investor, and welcome back to The Decade Investor Podcast. Today is Monday, March 18th, and for those of you that don't know or don't follow me on X, it is my birthday. Today, I turned 26 years old, and in this episode, what I want to talk about is first give an update of where I am with my investment portfolio amounts, but then I want to talk about some money lessons that I've learned so far in my life at 26 when I started investing at 17. Things about money that I've learned that maybe you can glean from and help you become a better investor or help you become better with your money. This morning, I woke up and looked at my overall investment portfolios, my total net worth, and I'm currently sitting at an investment portfolio value of $518,889. So I'm halfway to the $1 million mark. My goal by 27, which is now 365 days from today, is to get to $700,000 invested. We'll see if we get there, but currently sitting at $518,000. And in this episode, I just want to talk through some money lessons, some things that I've learned that have helped me build this investment amount at 26 years old. These lessons are relatable to anyone because I like to keep it simple. I like to be simple in the process with my money because when you keep it simple, usually it can result in some pretty cool things. So first thing is first, the first lesson I would like to talk about is it's not what you make, it's what you keep that matters. Someone making $100,000 a year but invests $0 a month is behind someone making $50,000 a year but they invest $400 a month. See, what I realized at a young age is no matter the income that I make, it's not about how much I make. Yes, making more money allows you to invest more money if you actually invest it. But it's not really what you make that matters as much as what you keep that matters. So you can make six figures, you can make 100 grand, 200 grand, 500 grand a year, but if you don't save or invest any of it, then someone making 50 grand, 60 grand, 70 grand a year, which is still a great income, but they save or invest a portion of it, in due time, that person making less money will be in a better financial position than someone who is making more money. So it's not what you make that matters as much as it is what you keep that matters. Another thing I've learned about money is 99.99999% of people don't care if you have money or if you don't have money. People care if you're a good person, right? Buying stuff because you want to impress other people is a sure way to unhappiness and wasting money. You probably heard the saying, keeping up with the Joneses, right? Oh, the neighbor bought a new truck, I gotta buy a new truck. The neighbor got an upgrade on their lawn, I have to get an upgrade on my lawn. When you try to play the game of keeping up with the Joneses, it is a sure way to unhappiness and wasteful spending. You're buying things, you're spending money on things that you probably don't really value because you want to look or be perceived a certain way. And that's a great way to be unhappy or waste money. 99% of people could care less what kind of house you have, what kind of car you have, what kind of clothes you wear. And if they judge you, they're not a good friend. If someone says, well, you know, it's kind of weird you drive a 2012 Honda Accord when I drive a 2024 BMW. We both make 65 grand a year, but you know, I can't really afford my lifestyle, but it's weird that you drive a 2012. That's not a good friend. 99% of people don't care. I get it. There's certain jobs or roles where you have to have a certain level of stuff. But for a vast majority of people, 99.99% of people, they don't care what you have. They don't care what you drive. They don't care about the nice clothes that you wear. Just, are you a good person or are you not a good person? You can be a good person and have money. You can be not a good person and have money. You can be a good person and be on day one of your journey, or you can be not a good person and be on day one of your journey. That's what matters. Are you a good person? Yes or no? Money is just a tool. It's not your worth. You don't become a better person because you have money. Another thing I've learned about money is something is better than nothing. Investing $100 a month is better than investing $0 a month. Making an extra $200 a month from your side hustle or from overtime, whatever it is better than making $0 extra a month. Retiring with 500 grand is better than retiring with 0 grand, right? You don't have to have $10 million or nothing. You don't have to invest $10,000 a month or nothing. You don't have to have a side hustle making 25 grand a month or nothing. You can hit singles all day. Invest 100 here. Invest 100 here. When I first started investing, I was investing $200 to $250 a month. Looking back, that was all I could afford, and that's fine. But it was better than nothing. And that was the liftoff I needed to get to where I am today, because I was just getting my money in the game. So investing something, making extra money here, retiring with something is better than investing nothing, making no extra money if that's your goal. Retiring with nothing. Something is better with nothing. Another thing here is delay gratification. This is a very tough one that I struggle with. We're humans, we all struggle with. The ability to delay gratification. Investing, being good with your money, is all about being able to a certain degree delay gratification. I know that I have to give up something today for a potential greater future. I have to delay the want to buy something, spend something today to get to a better future tomorrow. You have to be able to not give up what you want most for what you want now. Investing is, I see $500 in my account. I see $1,000 in my account. Rather than going and spending that $500 or $1,000 or $100, whatever, I'm going to invest it for a potentially greater value in the future. That's what investing is. You have to have the ability to delay the spending today for a greater, more valuable future in terms of dollar value. A prime example of this is, you can ask my fiance, I really want a Tesla. I really want a Tesla because I think they're great cars, think they have great, cool technology. Point is, I know that that purchase today will set me back on my goals. So I've had to have the ability to delay gratification, put that money that I would have spent in the investments, in the stock market, for a greater future where then buying a Tesla will not even be a blip on the screen for my investment accounts. You have to have the ability to delay gratification. Another lesson here is it is never too late to start. I know I'm 26 years old and it's easy to say, well, I'm 36, I'm 46, it's too late, I'm done, I can't do this. It's not too late to start. People have started in their 50s and done well for themselves. It all boils back to something is better than nothing. Starting in your 50s, retiring at 65, let's say, that's 15 years of time to be able to save up for retirement. And let's say you save up 500 grand. That's better than nothing. Open that account today. Deposit that money today. It is never too late to start. It is never too late to start. Another thing about money here is you are in control of your money. You are in control of your money. Your money is not in control of you. We can't control the markets. We can't control if the investment portfolio is up or down, or left or right. One of my accounts right now is down 6%. My higher risk portfolio right now, I just looked at it. I can't control that. It goes up, it goes down. But what we can control is what we do with our money day to day. We control if we spend $25 on Uber Eats every night. We control if we spend $750 a month on a car versus $400 a month on a different car. We control what we do with our money. Our money does not control us. We can't control the markets. We can't control if the S&P 500 is up or down on the day. But we can control where we put our money. We can control how we spend our money. Focus on the things that you can control. Don't worry about the things that you can't control, because if you do that and you focus your energy on the things that you can control, then you don't even think about the markets being up or down day to day. And over the long term, generally speaking, they go up. So if you just focus on being smart with your money day to day, spending it right, budgeting, setting aside X amount a month, every single month for investments. You can't control if they go up or down in the short term or the long term, but generally speaking, it goes up over the long term, and you'll be surprised at what your money can grow into. And the last thing I want to talk about here is probably most important. I understand I just spent the last 10 minutes or so talking about saving and investing for the future and delay gratification. While that's all important, the most important aspect of this all, in my opinion, is when you build out a plan for your money, you build out a plan for your investments, you build out a strategy for your entire financial life, follow it, but then don't forget to enjoy the present. The wealth building journey takes time. Even if you're making 200 grand a year, 400 grand a year, the wealth building journey takes time. I'm all about saving and investing, hence the name of the podcast, hence what I talk about. But do not give up everything today for the future, because by doing that, you will probably be miserable in your present day today. Meaning, don't live so frugally that you don't enjoy the present, because you will probably be miserable in the present. I'm not saying don't save or invest. I'm just saying be smart with how you do it. Find a way to build wealth while also enjoying the present. Do so by saving and investing a percent of your income, not living above your means, but also enjoying the present. All we are guaranteed in life is today, is the present. We are not guaranteed tomorrow. Odds are you'll probably live tomorrow, so why not save for it? But at the end of the day, all we are guaranteed is the present. So find a way to build wealth, save and invest a portion of your income while also enjoying the present. Thank you all for listening to this podcast episode. Thank you all for the birthday wishes, for the future birthday wishes. Thank you. I enjoy making these episodes, just sitting here talking. So for those that are listening, I appreciate you more than you know. My name is Colin, also known as the Decade Investor. If you enjoy this podcast, please be sure to share it with a friend. But thank you all for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode. Goodbye.